There are increasing concerns about Massachusetts' maximum security prison. In response to violence at the prison last year, a federal civil rights lawsuit is now being prepared, and some lawmakers are calling for more oversight of the State Department of Correction. A former U.S. attorney for Massachusetts says there should be a federal investigation as well. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The reports from inside Massachusetts' maximum security prison were gruesome. In January of 2020, several prisoners at the Susan Baranowski Correctional Center alleged they were abused after a fight broke out and three correction officers were hurt. Shortly after that fight, WBUR spoke with a man in custody at SUSE. He didn't want his name used because of fears about retaliation.
Officer just started tasering me and beating me and punching me and calling me N-words, and I ended up going to the outside hospital. I got stitches across my face.
At that time, the Department of Correction acknowledged that it brought in special tactical teams of officers to search the prison and improve security. The DOC and the Correction Officers Union denied there was any abuse. But lawsuits have been filed, and a federal suit is expected soon from attorney Patty DeJunis.
We're in the finishing stages of drafting a federal complaint that alleges excessive force, conspiracy to retaliate against black and brown prisoners, an extensive cover-up that goes from entry-level COs up onto the Commissioner of Corrections.
DeJuna says her clients, Robert Silva Prentice and Dionisio Polino, allege they were beaten by officers and Polino was attacked and injured by dogs. Disciplinary charges were filed against both men, alleging they were the ones who attacked officers. But the Boston Globe recently published video that appears to show officers allowing dogs to attack a handcuffed Polino.
What's intriguing about this situation is you have pretty decent video.
Former Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling is now a lawyer with the firm Jones Day. He resigned as U.S. attorney earlier this year, but he was in office when the violence erupted at SUSE. He wouldn't say whether his office considered a possible federal investigation, but he expects that video will lead to more scrutiny.
You can see the dog attack the inmate, for example, when they escort him out of the cell. I suspect that that will prompt authorities on the state level and the federal level to take a harder look at that particular incident and the officers who were involved.
The DOC says it doesn't comment on litigation, but it did say the department thoroughly investigates every allegation of staff misconduct. Lelling's office did investigate the DOC on a separate issue. Last year, the investigators found the department did not provide adequate mental health care to some prisoners. But Lelling says that was a civil probe of prison systems, not individual officers.
The hardest part is finding a witness who will actually speak to federal law enforcement. Because, as unfortunately happens sometimes in cases like these, the guards are extremely reluctant to implicate each other in any kind of wrongdoing.
As for a possible state investigation, some lawmakers say they're talking with the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, which oversees DOC. State Representative Michael Day, co-chair of the legislature's Judiciary Committee, says if those talks aren't productive, lawmakers may do more.
Formal oversight hearing is one of the tools we have if we're not getting answers to our questions. So I wouldn't rule that out at this juncture.
Among the lawmakers who visited SUSE after the violence last year was State Senator Jamie Eldridge, the other co-chair of the Judiciary Committee. He says the panel's looking at issues beyond SUSE, focusing on whether the state is actually implementing the 2018 criminal justice reform law.
I think there's a growing frustration, at least amongst Democratic legislators, that, you know, we're now well over 2 years to that bill becoming law, and yet not much has changed in our court system or our prison system.
State lawmakers have created an independent ombuds position. That person would ensure DOC is complying with health and safety practices and would monitor efforts to reduce incarceration. That position, though, has not yet been filled. Also, Eldridge expects that a commission reviewing standards for correction officers will begin work later this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.